All right, so here we are, 1-2, the Green Bay Packers losing to Detroit. We bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. And when we talked last week, Brian, I think both of us, a loss to the Lions was something that we kind of saw coming or wouldn't have been surprised at if it happened. I think what's been the problem is with this loss and Seattle, two teams, again, in Detroit and Seattle, both of those teams could very easily win their division, very easily go 10-6, 11-5, maybe better. I think it's the way that the Packers are losing that has people starting to freak out a little bit, Brian.
Yes, the Packers, putting up only 7 points against the Lions, that was definitely a surprising development. And just not looking good in rhythm and sync on offense. And it's so surprising because this is the team whose offense has been so good for pretty much the entirety of the Mike McCarthy era, dating back to Brett Favre, but I mean for several years under Aaron Rodgers, obviously. It's really tough at this point to pinpoint what exactly is going wrong with this Packers offense, but they just don't have it going right now, and they had better start to get it going because they got a string of two more division games coming up. They're going to be really important.
I mean, the defense only gave up, if you think about it, 10 points. One was that touchdown drive late when they'd been on the field for like 35 minutes. They've been tired. The offense allowed that safety on really an odd play call. And then the fumble on the first play of the game again, or early in the game. Either way, Brian, this is not the Packer team we expected.
No, absolutely not. I suppose if you do want the silver lining, it is that you mentioned it. I mean, the Packers defense did unexpectedly play very well, with maybe the exception of the last drive of the game when the Lions ran out the clock there. For a Lions offense that features Kelvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford and a very good offensive line, the Packers really, got a lot of pressure on Matthew Stafford. And maybe that's a spark they need there, maybe signs of progress that things are turning around on the defensive side of the football, and maybe they can continue that for the rest of the season. But the Packers, regardless, either side of the ball, haven't put things together for a full four quarters, either offense or defense. So that's what they got to work on next.
I like the way that I look at teams and how they perform isn't always necessarily scheme and stuff like this. I think of the mental part of the game, and to me, I feel like I'm looking at a team that has talent, but just for some reason, maybe they're not motivated enough. Maybe there's distractions, or it's a team. This is a team that's won. Most of these guys have won it already. I don't see the same drive, and I don't see the same back against the wall. And it's very early in the season, but I feel like they're missing a little something. I was encouraged to see, actually, after the game, Mike McCarthy say how frustrated he was, because if that was Ron Renicki, he'd just say, oh, well, we'll get him back tomorrow. I want to see some fire out of these guys. I want to see and know, at least, that they're in it, I guess, to win it.
Yeah, uncharacteristic struggles is what we're seeing, from Aaron Rodgers. It's hard to remember a time where Aaron Rodgers got off, has gone through a three-game stretch right now, with the exception of maybe, one half against the Jets there. He just hasn't looked his same self early this season, and he's going to encounter a little bit of criticism here in the early going. And the play calling as well on top of it, for which Mike McCarthy bears part of the load there. I kind of wonder sometimes, is there maybe almost run to set up the pass to kind of a fault in Green Bay early this year, in which they're trying to establish James Starks, Eddie Lacy, when it's been the passing game forever under Mike McCarthy that's really the catalyst for the offense. Maybe they just need to open things up early in the game and let it fly. Why not go with what works? You've got Randall Cobb, you've got Jordy Nelson, these big-time weapons. Let's use them in the first quarter, not wait till the fourth.
Yeah, everyone, a lot of chatter yesterday about how Rodgers only has one weapon in Jordy Nelson, but he's got, you know, James Starks out of the backfield. Eddie Lacy's been struggling, but he should be fine, I think. Randall Cobb, I don't know how you can bypass him, and there is some nice raw talent with the tight ends. I want to see that more. I feel like they are playing a little too conservative.
Yeah, I mean, it really is baffling right now why they're struggling to put it all together when it's Aaron Rodgers who's been the catalyst for years. I mean, it's you understand maybe one game he struggles, but for the better part of three games to see these just adequate average play, I guess, not going to be, you know, not saying Aaron Rodgers is the worst quarterback in the NFL right now, but when he's done it for year after year, you just scratch your head and be like, well, why can't the Packers put together, you know, a game where they're putting up 30-plus points that they've done so many times in previous years?
Just trying to figure it out here this morning with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. I don't think it's cause for panic yet. Again, you can't lose the Super Bowl in week three. I have to remind some people of that out there. But it's not the losses. It's the way they've lost. The Packers now at 1-2, and they got to turn around and take on the Bears at Chicago. That is a big game. You do not want to start 1-3, especially with two losses in the division, Brian.
Yeah, and the Vikings coming up after that. It's a critical stretch of games for the Packers, and to go on the road for a second straight week in Chicago, definitely not going to be easy for the Packers, to say the least. I mean, if they were to come out of there with a win, on the other hand, it would certainly be a momentum builder, and you can start to feel good about yourself, because then you come home, and then you have a couple home games after that, so it's really... things could swing wildly depending on what happens next week in Chicago.
And you got to get your wins while you can. The schedule coming up, I mean, there's winnable games in there, but you got Carolina on the schedule this year, New Orleans, Philadelphia, the Patriots, the Falcons, the Bills are playing well. So you got to get your wins, and you got to get your wins in the division. We'll see if the Packers can turn it around on Sunday. Brian, thanks as always for your help, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.